Hey, everybody. It's another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl, starring everyone's second favorite host of Last Week on Keith and the Girl, me, Rod. That's right. Ready to talk to everyone's favorite subjects of Last Week on Keith and the Girl is Keith and Hemda. What's up, y'all?
Oh, I like that we're getting put on very specific platforms.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing? Congratulations on your caca.
Thank you. You know, I really appreciate the audience understanding that I needed to win if Karen was going to win.
Right.
That was very nice of them, you know, so that I wouldn't have to, you know, be so insecure in my house. So, I like the way y'all divvied up the award so that I was in the segment, even though I feel like I was mostly supporting cast. But I will take my Oscar any way I can get it.
I have to imagine. I'm old fashioned. I have to imagine. You know, it is big power play in the bedroom if only one person won and would be taking it. And I'm like, let me just keep things even. You guys decide that.
I appreciate that, man. We would have been doing it. What do they call it? Amazon style, you know?
Yes.
Things would have had to change in the bedroom, man. I appreciate y'all thinking of us that way. It was very nice. but it was cool. We made like a cute little video after we won. And
I love that. I saw it.
We were so happy.
The Black Eyed Tips on Twitter is very. People were saying how gorgeous you both are. They didn't know it. They didn't know just by hearing. I don't know how. I did it for the sexy voice. But
yeah, I guess I have an ugly voice. I'll take it. I mean, you know, there's worse insults in the world. So normally I start with a rhetorical question of the week before we get into everything, and we are going to get into everything. There were only two episodes, but there was. Feedback episode. I mean, there was a last week episode and then there was a Q&A and I did listen to all of it. But it's not really a rhetorical question, but it's what I like to call Newsy's favorite question of the week.
How do
y'all think Newsy is doing?
Right. I think Newsy's doing okay right now. He seems like he has a lot of anxiety. Does he have a lot of anxiety, Henda?
He has a regular early 30-something level of anxiety. We are asking millennials to, and I think he's just on the edge of millennial. So I think like they take on different anxieties than what we took on. We took on guilt and they take on like a pre-guilt almost. Does that make sense? Like we, no matter what we did, we were wrong and we could have done it different. Them, no matter what they're going to do, they're going to do it wrong and they can't do it any different.
Yeah. Well, he has a new boyfriend, you know, I feel like he's making a lot of positive moves right now. So, you know, and what is your favorite thing about Newsy, if you had to say?
That he's not fucking Nazis anymore for cheap thrills, that he is in a committed relationship. And again, not to be old fashioned, but that's fun to see.
I think he's tremendous, and one of my favorite parts about Chu is he really is everywhere. He's in the words that you're using that you didn't know he was in there. He's on the streets. As you pass by, you see his name, no matter which state you live in. Xerxes and I are convinced that, like, on random weekends, he comes to our neighborhood and spray paints even more Chus because we are still finding new Chus in our neighborhood. So he's a ninja.
When he was busted in Pittsburgh, he got off easy. Let's just
what a thing to be in jail for, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I killed a couple people. I robbed somebody. What'd you do? Just couldn't stop spraying my name all over the fucking place, dude.
And maybe I've seen it. Have they seen you in anything? Like, you know, and everything, but Chew. Like, oh, where's that come from? Pikachu.
Yeah.
What? What did you say? Now, where's that come from? My name, Newsy Chu. And then where's that name come from? Big Chu. Excuse me?
Do you put that in jail? Like, do you tag jail when you're there? You know, like maybe take some soap and put it on a mirror or something? Or, you know, or is it just stop once you're in jail? You're like, I won.
It's an addiction. It doesn't stop. You know it was scratched into a wall.
You kind of got to. Y'all stay on brand. Don't let the man bring you down.
Like he said when he was in the holding cell with, you know, with other people, of course, he slept or hid underneath one of the benches. I promise you he wrote Chew at the bottom of that bench. That should be life in prison. He couldn't help himself.
And that's been my rhetorical question of the week segment. That is now the Newsy Chew segment. All right, there was plenty of stuff to talk about this week, but I got to start first by asking y'all, how are y'all feeling in the run-up to the marathon? It's going down Saturday and Sunday, 24 hours. I mean, I know y'all are some vets, but this is kind of different logistically. Everything's virtual. Are you finding it more difficult, easier? I know people are at home, hopefully, for the pandemic, so maybe scheduling might not be as much of a bitch. Like, how's that working this year?
I think scheduling is the same. Like, we just sent out the invites. And of course, you know, the first one comes in like, you know how I said I was available? I can do a different time. I'm like, cool. That's cool. No problem. Different time is good. We have 24 hours. Why couldn't I put you in a different time? That sounds good to me. But this year, I also cheated a little bit. On one or two people, I picked a half an hour outside of what they said was their comfort zone. So I'm waiting to see if they are cool with that, just to kind of fit it in. And I think the nerve-wracking part is Keith and I are not in the same room. Like, the team is not in the same room either, you know. We're going to have Chris and Xerxes and Newsy in the background. And it's, like, tough to not have any control. Like, I just have to stay. And not like I have any control usually in the studio. It's usually Keith and maybe someone else. But I don't know. That's nerve-wracking. I can't take off my headphones and talk to Keith for a second. Can't do that. You're not across. So, and if I walk away, I'm invisible to Keith. I have now disappeared. So he has no co-host. He doesn't know when I'm coming back. He can't see. He can't knock on the bathroom door to say, like, okay, this person, I need a new question.
Right. And if she sends me, like, let's say we use Slack or some kind of back and forth communication, so every Slack him, and now they think about it, we'll have to start with everything's fine, and then you write something. It's like, you know, are you trying to say your audio's out? Type faster.
Yeah, and with technology, you know, you're depending on everyone's technology to hold up the whole time and all of that stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, we got to get backup batteries, things like that. Yeah, that's nerve-wracking, because if one system goes down, you know, there needs to be multiple backups for that. Mm. Yikes. Look, you're scaring Keith. He didn't want to think about it.
He froze. I thought it was technology, but I think he just froze.
Yeah.
In anticipation.
Literally. Yeah.
And Keith, what about you? Like, I know you don't do the scheduling part, but do you get nervous at all about, I know you say you used to get like nightmares and shit before the marathons. Is it different virtually?
Not yet, but so we're a week out about, you know, a little less, the dreams will start coming now, and it'll be technology based, I assume, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yikes.
I wonder if we get to see like a live Keith Malley break everything on the air moment if something happens.
Yeah. Have you ever thought this? I mentioned this a long time ago, but sometimes I think, what if I just, so the studio, I'm in front of the studio, obviously, it's in my house now. I'm just taking a bat, breaking everything. And then what do I do? Now I have to explain it to Hemda. Now I have to, does he even want to work with me? Why wouldn't it happen again?
Mm-hmm.
Who not? Just now, what do I have to do starting? I mean, that day's done. But starting the next day, what do you do? I kicked the computer out my screen door. And you know, then you've got to figure out life. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, I know what to title that show. Keith has his second feeling. It's great.
And it never gets aired because everything was destroyed. You just come back and talk about what happened.
Brought to you by OMAT. It all works.
It's almost like being on a tall bridge or something like that. And like, look, I could just jump over that. Get the fuck out. I could just do that.
Yeah.
I don't have suicidal thoughts, but I'm like, but if I did, and then what? What's in my wallet? What will they find? This is exciting.
Yeah, I don't have those kind of fantasies, but I think it's because I grew up in a house where we didn't have that much stuff. And then the kids who had more stuff than us, I was always envious of them and their ability to be like, it's just stuff. Fuck it. Like I, you know, you're playing video games with somebody and they just like fucking slam a controller and break it. And you're like, you fucking just how? Like it's out of my concept of ability to do. To like, I, what you just said is so far. I just realized I've been sitting in front of this computer for 11 years. But
this is more like, this is more like impulsive stuff. Like you ever see someone eating and you're like, if I take a fry, what's going to be their response? They don't know me. Let's say it's not like handing the food. It's not pandemic. But if I just go, you finished with that and just take one, what could happen? Do I want to know what could happen? Do I, am I ruining someone's day because I think I need a giggle? So just like, what will happen if I just flip this table over at a restaurant? If I have enough money to cover it, is that what would motivate me to do it? Like why? It's just that impulse. Like, what would it, and I would never, obviously, but like, what if a cop's thing is open on his firearm? Do I grab it and go, you need to take care of this faster?
Yeah, I don't know. That would never cross my mind a million years. I mean, well, I know what the cop would do, so we already know that one. But the other shit, I don't know.
Well, man, you just never get to see a cop's gun in his holster.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like a different experience.
Like, going holsters? What is
that? Yeah. You know that, like, that empty pocket? That's not for their water bottle.
I thought they were just like, you know, I thought they were just like those bags we had in the 80s that you wear on your waist.
Yes. The fanny pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently guns go in there.
It depends on the neighborhood. It could be just a snack pack, you know?
Yeah, I think in basketball, back in the before days when we could play pickup basketball, I would fuck with people. Like, then I could do stuff. Like, one of my favorite things to do is if there was a call that I knew was, like, obviously the other person wanted to argue about it. And something blatant, right? So, like, out of bounds is a call, right? The ball goes out of bounds on someone. Everyone knows who it went out on. I know they were about to be like, out of bounds. And I just started yelling like, out of bounds, it's your ball. And I just said in a tone that made them feel like I was arguing. So like, fucking with them that way so that they'd be like, no, it's our ball. And I'm like, yes, it's your ball, it's yours, you can have it. And then like, that's kind of stuff I like to do. But I don't know about destruction of property. I don't know. For some reason, once it gets to property, my brain just explodes.
That's why it's got, because it's like the sickest thing you can think of. You're ruining your job, you're ruining people that are, you're fucking with your, you know, reputation. And yeah, I would never, I, you know, I know people that played my video games and then threw the controller on the ground. I'm like, how did you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not yours, even if it's yours, what?
Yeah, or you ever been around somebody like, when I went to college? You know, you have kids that, like, you know, they grew up differently than you, and they do something like, you go to the arcade and they just like fucking break the arcade thing. And it's like, you just broke that for everyone. You don't give a fuck. Like,
wow.
Someone else could have seen it and whooped your ass. Like the people who own it, like, but nothing happened to them. So maybe I'm the one who's crazy. Maybe I should have been breaking shit.
Right. Yeah. Maybe we're wrong.
Yeah. It's like, I should have broke more shit in college. This is the lessons we learned here last week. All right, so we had some shows to get into, y'all. I'm going to start with last week 132 and review Karen's review of your review.
All right. Where'd she get it wrong?
Well, I mean, she always gets it all right. That's why she's everyone's favorite, you know. I do love every week listening to y'all learn to speak Karen. Karen skips steps in a lot of her, like, when she's talking to you, so just start, like, at step two, and then you have to kind of catch up, like, wait, what is this an answer to exactly? You know, I think it's the same thing with the names. That's why the names end up like that. Last week, we passed a bakery that Karen, we passed 100 times. And Karen, every time we pass it, Karen's like, I want to go to that bakery every time. And she calls it the wrong name every time. And normally I'm like, that's not the name. This is the right name. But this time I text Keith and was like, Karen just said she wants to go to Susie's Bakery. And then I sent him a picture of the name. And the name is Suarez.
Suarez. There's a slash over something. Mm-hmm. Susie.
And I said, Karen, I'll tell you what, if you get the name right, we can go to the bakery.
Everything's on me.
She goes, what's the name? I was like, it's right there. Like, how do you say it? I was like, well, I'm going to let you Google it. We're going to figure it out. But no, I love it. I did see that Keith liked Karen's natural hair post on Instagram. And I just want you to know, buddy, it's okay with me. All right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's an insult. Now when I like something, it's like you weren't turned on at all. That's why you hit like. Yeah. It's offensive when I do it now. There's no way to win with these fucking pictures.
I'm just saying, it's no issue in this house. Okay, we have a poly like amorous type.
But how smart of me, right? I see a black woman that's straight in their hair. I go, no. I'm not into your government it's hair.
Like, thumbs down, even, right?
Yeah, yeah. Boo. I go, boo.
The correct answer is you got to like them all. That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Shortcut, you know what I mean? Try to save you some time. Right. Turning in your family for the insurrection. I like that Keith changed his mind on it. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I keep imagining that if you have the kind of family that goes to the insurrection, like that's a whole different kind of family that I'm like, fuck them people. You know, like I know they're like, you know how bad you have to be at the insurrection. Like we know people, y'all are like my parents can do some fucked up things, but you would have been shocked if you were like, oh, there he is. Just running up in the Capitol. That's a different type of motherfucker that need to go to jail. And I appreciate that the audience turned Keith around on that. I feel like, you know, normally Keith's pretty resolute to be like, fuck that shit. I said what I said. And it reminded me of when Keith talked about Nazi countries and like, why didn't people just leave? Like, just fucking like do the thing. And I think part of the reason they don't leave is because of that thinking, right? Like, that's my dad or that's Uncle Adolf. I can't fucking let Uncle Adolf down or whatever. And nah, it's like we are having a battle for our country right now, I think.
Yeah, but I think this is how Nazis happen, because Trump can say anything and they will do that. Like, it's so weird. He's not on their side. He's clearly not on their side, but he's created more and more of an enemy and more of a wedge between other systems and cultures and neighborhoods and whatever, and told them all it was because it's their right to freedom and that people are trying to take that away. And I think that's just what happens. And then suddenly you're doing super criminal activity, not just regular criminal activity, super criminal activity while you're yelling, this is for my right. You would have been a Nazi, like a volunteer one. Not like, oh, that's the time and that you had to be a soldier or be put to, like, whatever the fuck. You'd be like, yeah, I am on this team. Those flags. You know,
that's true. I always think about when people say, you're finding out what would happen if you were alive when the Nazis were alive and what you would have done, right? And I normally think of it from, like, the good perspective of, like, you're finding out if you would have stood up, if you would have done nothing, if you would have moved. But I never think about it from, like, some of you are finding out you would have been Nazis. You would have been, like, actually, they make some good points. If you consider...
Now let's consider that it's wrong.
They're all idiots. Okay.
Right. Let's consider that it's literally, we learned it's half the country that's on this dude's side. And so if he would ask you to suit up and that's the fight we're fighting, you would do that.
Yeah.
You would do that.
That's so crazy because I can't imagine anyone I'd do that for. You know what I mean?
Fuck no. I was saying, like, if the draft came, I know I'm not like draft age. If the draft came, I'm leaving this country. I will not go to war for any country. If that country goes to war, I'm leaving that country. I have no allegiance like that. No, I don't know how to go. Oh, this guy you want me to shoot? Sure. Yeah, I'm assuming he did something to you. Of course, I'm assuming he's going to come after me if he doesn't. Yeah, I'm into it.
Like, not even for, like, Beyonce or Rihanna. Like, no. Like, definitely not for Trump, but not even for, like, people, not even for people I stand for. It's like, are you serious? We killing people over this? I'm running up in a government building going to prison for you?
What?
I'm good.
You haven't even explained yourself right. Just go?
We also,
Is there a donut? I mean, there's not even like, is there a pizza party afterwards? Holy shit, you promised them nothing.
Nothing. Oh my God. And then he just goes to play golf or whatever the fuck. That's so, right. That's so crazy. I'm glad they took away his Twitter because it does feel more peaceful that he doesn't have a Twitter, which apparently everyone who said he shouldn't be on Twitter was right the whole time because shit changed that fast. Even though it I understand why it doesn't make sense it changed that fast, but he's that fucked up that just one guy being like, hey, y'all, let's go fuck some shit up was enough.
Like now cute shit gets to be, you know, trending. Like, I don't know that we would have known that Larry King died. Who gives a shit? Trump's on the toilet again.
Joe Biden's dog barked while he was signing executive order, and that went viral. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. The shit like this used to be like what we would be like, oh, did you see like Obama kissing a baby? Like, oh, that was so crazy. I'm so cute. That was a viral presidential moment. And I'm kind of glad we got back to that because before it was like, is he going to blow up Korea? I don't know.
Right. Like, what goofy shit is true? It's still goofy. Okay, put the phone down. All right. Cool. Everything's still goofy out there? Awesome. Oh,
so good. Unblocking the president and the first lady on Twitter was so, it was like a weight came off my back. I was like, I can read this again. Aw. We also found out, kind of accidentally behind the scenes, Pat Dixon and the Kumia Network drama on this show. And I do love me some old school Keith and the Girl, like backstory, back history stuff. Pat Dixon getting a divorce. Keith was right about all the abuse stuff. Even from, I guess now his ex-wife, who at the time was like, fuck you, Keith. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, never got my apology still.
Why? Yeah. What Mandy
Stattmiller said, Keith, you're a piece of shit. And then
that part.
Oh, okay. Okay. Remember, like, she's like, I'm saying this is an abusive, sexist piece of shit that did weird things to personal friends and interns, sexually rubbing his body on him, a whole bunch of shit. And I wasn't exaggerating when I said, sexual predator. And then so she tried to somehow, like, you know, she has to defend her man. So she goes, Keith said he was in jail. He was never really in jail. Like, well, tell my parents that. Can you do me that favor? Because I'm pretty sure they visited me. And okay, I'll go with your way. I wasn't. Okay. It's kind of embarrassing, but okay. What were you meaning, Kenda?
Did she call out any abuse against her or anything like that?
She did crying videos. She was crying, saying how he's not helping her and she's all alone and needs money from supporters. Okay, so that doesn't sound like not abuse.
That just sounds like she's back to herself. Okay, at least she's got that. Right. I don't know. Just because you're crying, it doesn't mean it's interesting. What?
Right.
Anyway.
But there's nothing like... It was just like, I'm looking at you like, you know, I don't like her, but I'm like, but I didn't feel bad for a second. The crying's supposed to make you feel bad for somebody.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you're not really saying anything and this is weird.
Oh, like, no.
You're pathetic.
I think I got Keith immune from crying. Like, he's just like, yeah, you're crying. I'm like, yeah, who broke you down?
The thing that's weird is I think crying works on me in real life or in a situation where someone kind of can't turn off the camera. But it loses its effect when you upload a video.
Yeah, when you turn on the camera and you're crying so much, but you see through the tears and you hit it. That's best case, right? Because we're acting like it's legit.
Right.
You hit it, then you put it up, and all that vulnerability lasted for 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think it just loses something only in that instance. Cause like say you were on Instagram Live and you started crying cause you were telling a story. I can kind of get with like, oh yeah, that's sad. And you already were live. But like the idea
of felt like, I'm crying quick. Where's the on air button?
I broke. Hold on. I had to ask the bodega guy for a free cigarette. He knows me, but still. And filter and upload. When's prime time? Tuesdays are best.
Oh, I went over time. I'm going to have to edit this down to 50 seconds. Yeah. You know what? Let me re-record this. Just, and a one and a two and a, oh my God. Yeah, it's so weird, but those kind of people have patterns, right? So like, that's the one justification whenever you're just like, listen, I'm telling y'all, this guy's a piece of shit. He's done this, this, and this. I believe these people. This is a pattern. There's always like a person out there like, fuck you. You don't know him. Like, I know him and or whatever. And it's like, that's a shame because you're going to be the next person. If we live long enough, you're going to be like, oh, he is a piece of shit.
Yeah, because but you have to wonder how much they actually did talk, because she found out that he was a Trump supporter, I think, after they got married. But or even if it was before, like, could you... I'm not saying like bring all of politics into the bedroom, but this is such a divide. Like, wait, what of his things do you like? Because I think they're all anti-me. What are we doing here?
And she's never going to be an honest person, so we'll never know, you know, so we're never going to be friends. But I can't help but wonder, is she just, was she sticking up for him? Because, yeah, it does make her look bad if she decided to love a piece of shit. Or did he, quote, make her stand up?
Right.
Against
no, me. I think she's Who used knows? To I think she's used to covering up so that her story checks out to be the coolest person in the room. So remember when she was like first on, or maybe first and second time she was on, she brought that dude to be on air with her?
Yeah. And the guy that literally leaned back in his chair and was talking from way back here. How's it going? I'm like, I didn't even want you here. It was a surprise you're here. What are you doing? Eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and so, like, she wouldn't admit that this, like, my friend's acting like a fucking asshole on a show, and it's like, we didn't get it, you know what I mean? Right. Also, like, so I think it's just the picture has to be that she's cool, and if you're not getting it, then, like, she has to up her coolness to be like, no, then this is, like, super cool, and you don't get it. When we first called Pat out, I think it was the first time or one of the, I think it was the first time I saw him afterwards. It was at QED, which is around the corner. I think I was leaving and he was coming in and he's trying to say hello to me, like almost like trying to get in my way to say hello. And I was ignoring him. Also, it's like a little nerve wracking, you know? And then, so I'm just ignoring him. And I hear her next to him after I pass going like, oh my God. I'm like, oh yeah, you're a writer. You don't understand what just happened. You don't know how to write the character that is your boyfriend right now. Do you know what character that would be? The bully fuck who everyone hates after high school when he loses all his power immediately. Right. That's you. That's who you're with. Are you writing that character? What would you say that character's best quality is?
His love, and
he doesn't waste his urine and he saves it in the closet. And
you know, he's a very
he does that, Mandy. He saves his piss in the closet, Mandy. For what? For
yeah,
what?
That's such a, this, it's also weird because when he
well,
was
why kid, also?
Well, it's weird because you know, in addition to the pee in the closet, it's weird because like when he's a guest on the show and stuff, he's like, I was like, oh my God, this guy's so funny. Like, he's so good at this character of this misogynist right. that he plays, and it's so ironic and sarcastic. Oh my God, who could be this funny? He knows how to take it all the way to the limit, and then it's like, oh, it's not a character. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I got to start believing people. I know less and less on the show, we cover up what somebody's saying. Somebody will say something and be like, well, what you mean is, now it's like, nah, say another sentence.
Yeah. and then...
Yeah, I mean, I remember being at... I was watching football outside, some big bear garden, and this guy brought one of his friends over. You know, one of my friends brought over somebody he knew. I'm like, okay, well, she warned me, but, you know, there's only two of us, but okay. The guy starts saying something about these Asians sitting next to us. And I don't know if he says the C word for Chinese or what, but it even took him three times to say something so obviously racist, because I'm like, well, no one's that racist. You're just the least funny man in America.
Yeah,
finally he said
for like, Chinese.
What's that? Chink.
Oh, sorry.
See,
sorry.
Kendra made me do that.
Sorry.
All right, that was Keith. I picked it up right away.
Sorry. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you. So he's saying something like that, and I'm like, okay, I didn't get it, but you'll get the tone that got no attention,
mm-hmm.
right? But then the third time, I'm like, oh, you really hate Asians. This is real. I couldn't believe somebody's real like that.
What yeah, did right, you do?
Then I literally hid. I told my friend, I'm like, fuck you for bringing this guy. and either I'm leaving or we're both doing something, and we hid around the corner. So you can still see the big TV, but you wouldn't think to look behind this corner and find us.
Whatever he went up to get beer. He went up to get beer.
And we left. Yeah, and my friend was like, okay, obviously he would rather hang out with me, I guess. But I'm like, I'll tell you what I'm doing. You do what you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take it back to like junior high school. I love you.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit down and teach him about racism. You know, I'm not going to teach a family member. Well, you were at Congress, though, next to somebody that had a Camp Auschwitz shirt. No, this is the end. It's someone else's job.
That's the big thing about like racism and like on TV, there's always like a quip or like a learned teachable moment. Yeah. But in real life, even as like a black person, there's been times somebody's doing something racist to me and I'm like, nah.
Right.
Racism for real in my face? Yeah. I don't think so. This isn't happening. And then later I'm like, that was racist.
Like you're being strung up by a tree and you're like, you guys should look at your tone.
Yeah, like what is you guys
be confused.
I think people would believe this is a racially motivated hate crime if you guys keep this going. It's so weird. But
like,
yeah.
Like it was a character that you were writing. Would this character be racist?
Let me see. Checks a lot of boxes. Also, everyone that goes, like, once you end up over at the Kumia Network, I feel like you either have to be like completely on board or you're going to end up leaving anyway, because those guys are very much insular to like white grievance, old man politics shit. Like that's the joke. That's the serious part and everything. So like either you go over there and you completely dedicate yourself to that, or eventually they go, you know, you're like, well, as a woman, I don't like, get the fuck out. So one way or the other, you're getting out of there.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to get from being with this person? You know, if he's racist, he's also sexist. Now a female is going to come around anywhere in the vicinity and you're going to start acting up like very strange and embarrassing. And it's like, what just happened? You know, the air changes and you're like, how did this happen? Oh, a female came in. Now you don't know how to be a human being person. And now you're doing all this like weird, look at me, don't look at me, you're a piece of shit, I want you so bad, air in you. Ugh.
And you're in that situation, you're dating him, you're a female too, so it's just a matter of fucking time. Like if you ever have any self-respect, disagreement, anything, then now you're one of the fucking people that you're like, I'll fuck these fucking chicks, man. Yep. The other thing Karen brought up on this episode is the idiot folder. So we have a folder in our Gmail account called Idiots. Now, the thing is, I never talk about the folder to anyone in public. Karen brought that up to y'all or whatever, but I don't reward them by being like, you just went in the idiot folder. The secret idiot folder is out there. No, it's just for me. Like the most I'll do with those is like forward it to like a friend and be like, look at this shit that we get sometimes. But I'd never like go back and forth with them and anything, because I used to do that. And, you know, it's like, who you think you're talking to? You know, that shit. And you can't win. They're just happy to have your attention.
I didn't think you went back and forth. And we don't go back and forth either. But I see an email go, this is written weird. Maybe the name seems familiar. Then I look it up. Mm-hmm. And it was a death threat. Now this guy has an opinion on Fran Lebowitz, you know. So it's good to go back and know.
Mm-hmm. That's why
you also like, Keith, you like pulling the file sometimes. You like being like, okay, now you pushed it. Now we're going to the file. Here we go.
Yeah, but that's not a real back and forth. That's my terms only, my show, and I don't care if you think it's fair.
Yeah, I used to do that, like go on the show and be like, look at this motherfucker. Or I would post like a screenshot or something on social media like, y'all, look at this crazy shit. Right. But then I realized like, they're probably out there watching that shit and they, in their fucking stupid mind, they think it's, no matter how many people agree with me, they think we're somehow equal now. We're in on this together. Like the person at the comedy show.
Kind of said that, like I'll tear somebody apart and come to go, that's what they want. And I'm like, well, then they win. Everybody wins then with me. Good. Fuck them.
That's what I want to do.
I win, they win. There's no reason anybody can be upset now. Fantastic. There's some piece of shit in this family.
I think, Rod, we have to remember, And all of us out there listening, we have to remember that no matter what, Keith wins. Because he's not going to take an act where he's not going to win. He's going to do the thing. And then if you win too, good for you. It doesn't take away from my win. I win too. I'm going to go home and every night, every single night, sleep very well, unless my partner tries to get up in the middle of the night. And then I'm going to blame her for trying to wake me up for some reason that she won't admit to, but really she's just trying to go to the bathroom and I'm a light sleeper.
I would be like, I see what you're doing. I would be the protagonist in an action movie and I catch the rapist murderer and I have the gun to him at the end and I point the gun at him and my partner goes, "Don't, or you'll be just like him." And I'd look at the camera and go, "I don't see it that way."
Or like, death is too good for him. All right, yeah. The leg goes first, but he's dying today.
Yeah. Well, then consider yourself pardoned.
No, I love it. Just like I said, the idiot photo was more for me. It was less for them. It's just, I just got tired of being like, feeling like I have to, because I also had that thing where I feel like I have to reply to people. So like, if you text me, I'm like, I'll never ignore your text. I always shoot something back to be like, "Hey man, you know, blah, blah, blah." But if I didn't, the idiot photo is my way of being like, I don't have to. I'm so proud of myself. So like, I don't have to say anything. You just misquoted me and fucking lied and made up some shit I didn't say. And you know what? I don't need to correct the fucking record.
No, because then you have to write a paper on how you feel. You have to write an essay going like, "I could see where you saw these points, but in history we showed this and here's my citation." And you're going like with cliff notes and shit and you're just like, "No, I want to make sure that you get me like at the core." See, this is why Keith wins. He's like, "Oh, I guess you don't get me." Anyway, I have some ice cream that I'm going
to
eat. I'm into
Keith way too. I used to do like, "Okay." Like let him write a whole long fucking thing and just be like, "Okay." But then they write a long fucking thing. And I'm like, "What's wrong with you? Okay. There was nothing even to say. You said what you said. I said, okay. What the fuck?" So you can't win with idiots. It's why they go in the folder. Okay. You just put them in the folder and you go back and peruse from time to time and go, "Good God, this person was an idiot." Keith and the Girl, episode 3364, inauguration, a word that I can never spell without spell check.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, you know what, like, I have a hard time with entrepreneur. And now you have to like say that about yourself every other minute. Like, what are you? I guess I'm also an entrepreneur, but it looks French.
All the French ones, restaurant, amateur. I fuck them up, man. It's those yous or something.
I say go getters.
I'm a business starter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bussiness.
Inauguration, or as I like to call it, re-presidenting. Okay. Lil Wayne is free.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. He's out. Hopefully he doesn't get coronavirus and then there'll be a real real awkward moment on the show. But I have to say, on our show, I predicted this. I predicted it. And it was such a good call. But it was also one of those things where I just thought it would be funny. But I was like, what if this happens? Because he got convicted of like felony gun possession, which he can't have a gun because he's a convicted felon. And then he pleaded so quickly. He's like, "I'm guilty." And I was like, who the fuck doesn't fight that? That is like 5 to 6 years federal time. You got to at least be like, "Nah, I want to stay free as long as I can." When he pleaded guilty, I said, I wonder if he just thinks Trump will pardon him because he endorsed Trump. And then it all kind of makes sense. You endorse Trump, you know you're going to jail, you speed that up, you plead guilty, and then you get a pardon. And he fucking did it. Now I have to reevaluate. Maybe Lil Wayne is smarter than I thought he was.
Or maybe he's the one that got approached. Wait, no, what? How would he get white? Why?
Yeah, Trump approaches him. I know you're going to get another felony. I don't know how or when, but let's just be honest, Lil Wayne. let's get this over with.
I'm waiting for those raps. There's gonna be a lot of raps. Some will probably be Trump disses. I'm excited for a couple bars.
Yeah, and now he doesn't need Trump, so I'm with Keith on this. I was kind of hoping that they would run up on the inauguration.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a secret? He wanted to make that the poll. And I was like, how do you word this? Where, "Hey guys, let's just say if fun was fun, would you want this shit again?" Hey guys, remember how half of you couldn't sleep at night because something was happening? Like, well, again?
Well, now they're ready and nobody's looking. And would you like to see these idiots mowed down?
Yeah.
The characters didn't fit.
Yeah, I kind of did want to see it, man. Them boys had them things on them. They was ready for it, that action. And I was like, oh, I would love to see y'all try it today. But I think that show of force is enough for even those people to be like, you know what, guys? We would definitely be giving our lives to the cause if we run up on the Capitol today. So they didn't do it. But boy, just
well,
like two of them.
What about the fact that, like, okay, we're not doing it today because all of us who had the balls, let's call it, to do it, were arrested. So is this just the rest of yous?
Well, they let some of them go. Like, they arrested them and they were just like, come back for your trial later. You know what I mean? So a lot of them were free. I was like, well, I mean, if you bout it,
be done. And finish your task.
They didn't want that smoke, as we say, because they know the National Guard shoots, man. Like, they not like the police. They not like the Capitol Police. They're like, it's my national nightmare to have to shoot somebody and shit. Like, National Guard is like, we never get to shoot our guns. Right. Aww.
Like, we're not going to be in Iraq. This is our Iraq. Can we? Right. You can't tell me they're all villagers.
All their shit is like, oh, we got to go to a flood zone and sandbags, and we got to fucking like feed children and shit. I want to shoot people, and this was their turn, and they didn't want none. But
you see, they had to get rid of a couple National Guardsmen because they were raiding anti-government shit online.
Yeah, and the police chiefs around the country are having to get white nationalists out of the police department. I'm like, isn't it crazy that it took this long though?
Yeah.
Like, none of the other protests, none of the other George Floyd, none of the Black Lives Matter, none of the defund the police, nothing made you go, we might have an issue.
Are you getting fired for being in the KKK? Like, I you have to have discharge papers or whatever it's called. Like, what's your exit interview look like?
They're probably apologizing to you at this point, right? Like, I know, it's crazy to me too, man. Right. Normally we look at this kind of thing, it helps move you up the ranks, but it's new administration, man. I gotta let you go. You know, having layoffs, budget cuts.
They're but like, I'll see you at the meetings, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah. They're like, you're firing me. And then it's the guy that's doing the firing saying, like, yeah, and First Amendment, right? Anyway. Right.
Yeah. I don't want to bust your balls or nothing, but we caught you being on the Proud Boys website, man. I got to let you go. Good luck out there in the private security. Also, the Garden of Heroes sounds like some shit that Trump just did so Biden would have to undo it. There's just so many things he's done where I'm just like, what? Why do that? That doesn't even help anyone. It's not very symbolic. And then Biden on his first day is just like, no fucking garden. Give me another executive order. Okay, no. Transgender people can be in the military. That was always stupid. Everything's like that.
We will not paint the White House green on Thursday.
And also, like, the people that were in the Garden of Heroes made no sense. It was, right. It just felt like he was just talking, like, he had a list of people he just liked.
He's like, Alex Trebek, Wonder Woman, that new TV show, WandaVision, Christopher Columbus.
Hulk Hogan, big fan of Hulk Hogan. Let's get him one.
The character on the Count Chocula box, Oscar the Grouch, Oprah, because
it's also wrong. Like, for the dead people, it's almost like a posthumous fuck you, because some of those people would have been like, no, don't put my shit in your fucked up garden. I don't like you. Yeah. But instead, but now he can be like, Alex Trebek, you know you want to get in this. It's like, no, he stood against everything you fucking stand for, dude.
It's also like the back room of a wax museum.
Yeah.
Like, we'll bring out Lance Bass and Robin Williams soon. It's just not the week for them. So there's a bunch of people that have nothing to do with each other.
Keith's dad wrote all that shit to the family about putting the mom in a home.
Yeah.
But nothing about going to the hospital or moving back to Somerset. Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing.
What the fuck? How were y'all even supposed to find that out?
They well, was too embarrassed to say.
The right question.
Right? Just ask me. There are many things I wish to explain to you.
Oh my God. He didn't even make it a week, right?
Correct.
And we don't even know what that means. They kicked him out. He left. He took an extra ho-ho unsanctioned. Like, what happened? What, like, oh, hi.
We'll never know.
Here is the most relaxing place. We give you the needs that you actually need at the time that you need them. And then when you need more, we have a different floor that we could put you in. We have all the things that people who move in here need. 3 days later, one of you decided, no.
We're guessing that he blew at least $15,000.
Oh, my God.
In 5 days.
From where, though?
Moving, paying to move in.
No, that, yes, but from...
Where did he get the $15,000?
He supposedly has over $100,000 saved.
Oh, okay. How?
What?
Maybe that's why he's hiding out. That's like mafia money or something.
Right.
And so he's been in Somerset the whole time sitting on this nest egg. That y'all could have inherited if you just asked the right questions.
Inherited? I could have had winter boots. I don't know if you guys are thinking I'm talking Uggs or something over here, but
the mafia would have been on nice. If you didn't have paper in your shoes, okay?
Yeah. If I didn't have to beg for lunch money literally every day, then okay. Then it'd be a different conversation.
It's so crazy how detailed his other email was about, like, your mom fell and this, that, and the other and all this shit. And then it's just like,
it was 5:30.
I don't think I need to tell anyone that I got kicked out, was in the hospital to get another heart stent, and am moving back home. That seems like my business, you know?
I can't believe that the hospital called my next of kin.
and then what was your brother supposed to do with this? Oh well, can't tell anybody, you know. Keep this between me and dad, like. Now he's in a weird position. Like, guys, this fucking weirdo's doing weird shit again. Yeah. Fuck.
Weird shit again alert. Yeah.
And then y'all aren't supposed to, I guess whenever one of y'all does bring it up, which will probably have to happen at some point.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, well, why the fuck do you know this? I didn't tell you this shit.
This is what, you know, you see, you had five children. Not one is like, dad, please let me help you. You're being so stubborn. You know, it's like not anywhere near a Christmas movie where it's like the siblings are like, look, dad has done us wrong his whole life and I can't anymore with this. And that's why I'm not coming. It's like, sweetheart, it's Christmas. And I know that he's abused us the entire time, but he's going to have a Christmas tree. And if we're not around it, the whole world will be sad. There's not one child going like, you just don't get it. He's your father.
What's funny how, like, Kyle will try because she's newish to the story. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, well, maybe at least say hi to your dad so that, nope.
Yeah. Okay. And that's the other thing, too. Like, no one's even like, well, then move in with us.
Right.
You know, because that's like another thing people do. Like, five kids is pretty good odds. Somebody would have been like, well, fuck it. You know, I'll bite the bullet for the family. Everyone's like, yeah, don't bring that shit over here, though.
You know? Yeah, one of the kids has like at least a 4-room home with a basement type of apartment with space with all the things that you need. Enough.
There can be a separate entrance and exit, I believe. Yeah,
like a regular America home, not what we're doing over here, where it would be easy. And no one has kids, so it's not like, look, we got our hands full. This one's a teenager now. The other one is like 7 years old. The babysitter's not coming on time. Like, and you know, we can't have mom losing her shit around, like, you know, a 10-year-old, whatever the fuck. Right. Nobody has these responsibilities.
They're just like, I need a man cave.
Anything but you. Not you. Now, I will downgrade this home to say that I can't.
I need a sewing room. You just need mittens. Don't make themselves.
He was a burden on like Christmas for a day or two long. He'd be at like my brother's house and like, so when is dinner? My brother would be like, oh, everything's cooked and it'll be ready in an hour. Okay. And then keep sighing until it's like, well, you're hungry now. You know, make something small for yourself. Like, no, I'll wait. And then at this point, even my one brother I'm thinking of is younger, and he's just like, okay, then wait. Yeah. You've been giving me this shit your whole life. Okay, then fucking wait.
That's so funny because as you were saying that, I'm like, oh, I remember this, but you weren't talking about the time that I was around. I remember right. it was a reunion. Everyone was there in New York, and it was Christmas, and we had plans for some kind of dinner in the house. As soon as your father was out of my eyesight, because I was too new to pull all the bullshit, as soon as he was out of the eyesight, all of a sudden we're getting calls from whoever needed to go with him. Like, I don't know, he got hungry. We got McDonald's. Please don't fucking, I know that you're planning a dinner. Please, I can't anymore with dad. We're coming home. I don't even know why we came out here. It was like he isolated them, fucking drove them nuts. And then they came back with like, I give up. I don't know. Christmas is over. I thought it would be good. And we went out for 5 minutes. And I can't. You wanted ice cream. I don't know. He wanted McDonald's. He got all of it. And now he's still a bitch.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, good morning. How'd you sleep? The bed was decent. Okay. Well, we're ignoring that. So, all right. Enjoy the rest of the day, whatever you want to do.
Everyone else is in this one room. You got your own room with the big right. bed and like all the privacy. And we didn't, it's not like we're waking you up at a certain amount of time. I don't know. It was so loud. The bed was semi-comfortable. It's like,
how about you worry about your kid? He let you have the good bed. How about you worry what, hey, what's going on that you have such a shitty bed apparently? Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. I said it was decent.
5 out of 10. Yeah. Oh, it's okay. We have an NBA player here who we drafted him this year, and he has a father who's like a horrible dude, like very outspoken and just an asshole, LeVar Ball. And my friend, he was talking about us drafting this kid. He's like, we shouldn't draft him because his father. I was like, no. He's been that kid's father his whole life. That kid is so over that shit. It won't even, like, to us, it's a problem because we just found out about his dad like a year ago. So we're like, will he shut the fuck up, Jesus? But the kids are already like, yeah, I don't give a fuck what he just said. I'm just going to go do my job. And that's how it's been. And that's kind of how it sounds like you're with your dad, where, like you said, Kyle's like, but it's your dad. You have to do this. And you're like, no. He's been my dad my whole life. I got it. Right. We're gonna.
What if somebody said that to Trump's kids? But he's your dad. It's like, no. Right.
Yeah.
Right. No.
I go, sweetheart. I get it. Your dad died, and you got lucky. But now I have to deal with this.
Minimum wage.
Too much.
No one ever has a problem when a fucking CEO makes a whole lot of fucking money and gets a raise. Ever. You never see people be like, fuck, Tim Allen got another fucking raise. We're like, oh, of course he did. Apple makes $20 billion every year or whatever the fuck. So that's why he gets all that money. And then we also never see people get mad when one of these companies reports a record fucking profit or gets a, oh man, Clubhouse got, you know, evaluated at worth $1 billion. And no one's ever like, oh, fuck them. That's too much money. Why are they getting so much money? But if you just are like, let's pay people enough where they could like maybe go half on an apartment. People are like, Big Macs will cost $1 million. Do you know how math works? You will never be able, like, couldn't a CEO take a pay cut? Couldn't they just not record a record profit every year? This year is not a record profit. We are profitable, but we decided to do right by our employees. I remember a long time ago on the show, y'all talked about Papa John. I don't know his real name, John, whatever his name is. Yeah. That, Papa John.
John Papadopoulos.
Yeah. John Pizza Man. And he was like, listen, I am not going to pay my driver's insurance because it would cost an extra dime a pizza. I was like, do you know how fucked up you have to be to think that I would even notice the dime? Like, it's not like I'm like, right. I was going to get Papa John's, but that shit said $9.99, and last week it was $9.89. Pizza Hut it is. Like, it was such a ridiculous thing, but that, like, And of course, for
even
him,
if you're doing the math, let's say it's math that we don't know. It's accounting on a big business level, and 10 cents at that point is a very, very, very significant amount. Shut your fucking pie hole and find a different reason not to pay your employees. It is very, like, my father owned a garment thing. He said he would argue with people over a penny over the price because he's dealing with wholesale. So it starts adding up to a lot. So yes, the math checks out weird. It sounds funny, but find a fucking different way to phrase that your employees have to think, are they going to get this thing or that thing at the supermarket instead of like, I'm just going to feed myself. Find a different way to talk.
You know, they have meetings. They're like, all right, do we do the right thing? And then what's the percent of people that go to places that support people that do the right thing? No, not worth it. Okay. All right. No insurance.
Right.
I feel like in the meeting, they were like, how are we going to say we're not going to pay for their insurance? And they're like, well, we could just tell them it will cost $150 million to insure all our employees. And I'm like, no, tell them it'll cost them an extra dime because they're on our side because they don't want to pay that dime either. Right. It's like, fuck you. I do want to pay that dime. Like, I pay a dollar. Like, what the fuck? It's much better knowing that person has insurance. If anything, you can spend that shit to be the woke pizza company. Like, and it's even more fucked up because you'd be woke for a dime. Like, you could be like, at Papa John's, all of our drivers have insurance. And we'd be like, wow, that's amazing. You must have really sacrificed to make sure they had insurance. And it's like, it's just a dime.
And it's also not their dime. Every time we explained it, we understood the truth would be we pay more dime than they're the heroes.
It was just a dime that you're paying.
Also, they have insurance. Now, when they hit you trying to get super fast to where they need to go, they can cover it.
Yeah.
We want people with insurance out there. What the fuck?
And
they're
like,
going to hit who? Who are they going to hit? Who are they going to hit? Not themselves. Not really. They're not going to really crash into a pole, most likely. Most likely, they're crashing into you.
You get the best drivers because now it's like, I want to go work for the company that insures people. So yes, I want to go work at Papa John's. Now we get our pick of the litter of drivers instead of like, you know, the people that are already like in a very desperate position and all this shit. Like they would have changed everything. And instead he's just like, a dime? I'm going to go in my mansion. This motherfucker for real. If you have TikTok, John Schnatter, I think is his name. Okay. He has a TikTok. Okay. On his TikTok, he's just showing off his fucking mansion. Okay, this is after he lost his job over the racism comments and all that shit. Yeah. He's on TikTok like now being like, oh, here's just the bottom floor of my mansion. We're just looking at the foyer in this TikTok. Tomorrow,
and you know what's fucked up? His mom has Alzheimer's, doesn't give a fuck. There's no room in this house.
Yeah.
Nothing.
She was at the insurrection. So she
no
can't
soup
go.
For you. That's right.
Marcus Lemonis, finally. Oh, thank you, Keith. Thank you. Thank you, him to the MVP because that's you right. gave her the battery in her back to realize she shouldn't have been ashamed of that story. And then she said, this is that billionaire's name. And now we all can shame him together because that guy seems like a dick.
That sounds wonderful, and nothing else would change his life at all because he is a billionaire and it doesn't matter. He can do this every day.
But now I know. You know what I'm saying? He can't change that. I know Marcus Lemonis, and if I see you in these streets, I'm going to definitely give you a mean look because you're a dick, and I don't give a fuck, and we got to stop protecting the dicks. The only thing you have against a billionaire is knowing they ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like we could do anything else, so at least let's give him the minimum threat of at least when he walks in a place, we'll be like, oh, that dick? No.
Nobody likes that, even billionaires.
Yeah. It was like in the NBA one time, they took this guy's team because he was racist. But in order to take his team, someone had to buy the team and give him a whole lot of money. And so people were like, oh, is he really losing anything? He's getting a bunch of money. I was like, no, he's so rich. This is the only thing we can take. He thinks he gets to own this thing. And we're like, fuck you. You can't own it anymore. Give it away. And he's like, but I wanted to die owning this thing. It's like, well, now you can't. You can't give it to your children. And yes, you're even more rich than you were before. But guess what you ain't now, bitch? A team owner. The only fucking thing that mattered for your 90-year-old ass. Now die. So good.
That's right. No, I feel
remember that guy. Yes.
I'm rooting for Kansas City because they have a black quarterback, even though their mascot is racist.
Which one is that? There's Chiefs and there's the witch. There's the Chiefs and there's the Buccaneers with Tom Brady.
That's right. Boom.
Yes, so the Chiefs have the problem that their name is still fucking stupid, and the Buccaneers have the problem that they don't know how much a football is supposed to weigh.
Yeah, kind of. It's close. That's really no close.
That's as close as we're going to get. Let's accept it.
Well, I don't know how offensive the Arrowhead is, but I do know that they will not stop the ah in the Tomahawk chop. That is not going anywhere. The same team, by the way, that when football started this season and they did a moment of silence for Black Lives Matter, the Kansas City attendees booed.
Didn't even take knees. They held hands.
Right.
Like, it wasn't even like, and I don't even think they did it during the anthem. I think it was just like a moment of silence. And then it was just like, what? We caring about Black lives? Oh, not on my watch. Oh, my God. But yeah, they got a Black quarterback. I'm sure he's not very conflicted over playing for those assholes. But I got to root for Black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, man.
So which one is this? The Chiefs?
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes.
I just went over to the Chiefs side. Did I? I am conflicted.
Yeah, I understand. You know, it's. A lot
I was just saying,
apart.
I hate him so much in commercials. He's such a bad actor, and usually they are. But you know, Tom Brady's not the worst. Tom Brady's been in movies, but this guy Mahomes is so bad in his commercials. I mean, he's doing a commercial with who's the guy that you know from the Steelers, Henda?
Palomalo.
And Troy's interesting. He's funny.
Yeah, he is. Mahomes he's so good.
It's like a rock, and I'm like, you upset me so much, I want you to lose the Super Bowl.
Troy is better in that commercial.
So. And he's so much better. And I like the idea of somebody being so, Tom Brady, of course. I like the idea of somebody being so great for so long. And, you know, the new guy's fantastic. He's not going anywhere in a hurry, but I do like the idea of the older person's going one more. Let me just be clear. I'm better than anybody. That's a superhero in our presence.
I think we need an intervention about Tom Brady's addiction to Super Bowls. Cause
it's too much.
We get it. You like winning Super Bowls. Congratulations. But other people would like a turn. I am on the opposite side. Cause one time Tom Brady had a MAGA hat in his locker years ago, before Trump was even worse than he is now. And then when people asked him about it, he was like, oh, no hat. And then the hat just magically disappeared. So
okay, you know, I see a pattern here? Hello, this Tom Brady character is the worst.
Mm-hmm. Low key, he the worst.
Sure. But this guy Mahomes is terrible in commercials, A. And B, I happen to have already made two bets that the Kansas City won't win the Super Bowl. I don't really have a chance there. You know, Tom Brady could have joined the KKK. What am I going to do when I'm watching the game, you know?
Completely unrelated. Keith got money on the other side of it, making him totally impartial and unbiased.
If Buccaneers lose, Hemda,
yes,
we have to do another commercial. Do you want that?
I need a commercial. I need his Kermit the Frog voice doing commercials saying he's going to Disney World, which is closed because of the pandemic.
Keith and the girl will need extra commercials.
Oh, wait, why would y'all need more commercials?
Oh, because he lost money.
Right.
Mm. Oh, it's worth it. It's worth it for another Black quarterback to start the Super Bowl, because this will be his second one. And then he'll be like the first Black quarterback with two Super Bowls.
Are both his parents Black?
No, just one. So like y'all get half of the win, too. So that's why he need two Super Bowls to get one. You see what I'm saying? So we got to have this, man.
Then there'll be one Black quarterback
that won. He's terrible in commercials, though, because everyone's good in those commercials with Jake from Steak Farm, man. Like, the new Jake, the Black one, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All those commercials feel like those people want to fuck him.
Yeah, like, they do. They are in love with him. Everybody wants to, right? Like, you gave me the special deal for me, right? He's like, well, it's a deal for everybody. Fuck you. But the eyes are like, fuck me.
Fuck you. Yeah. Hey, Jake, I got you some pizza and some ranch sauce and some fucking wings.
Commercials have changed since I switched to Netflix.
Look these up. Yeah. Look these up, Hemda. It's worth looking up the commercials. You'll see it immediately. The subtext to, and it doesn't matter, man, woman, whoever's the co-star, every fucking commercial, the subtext is, this person wants to fuck the new Jake because he's kind of hot.
Right. All they can figure out, by the way, to do with Mahomes is put ketchup on shit. I get it. He likes ketchup. Hilarious. Yeah, he flopped ketchup with ketchup. Fucking fascinating. Fuck him.
I knew he was black when he put the ketchup on the steak. That's a black move. It was well done.
I think they're trying to shove that blackness down my throat with this ketchup on steak.
That's
right?
What we need. That's what we need. We gotta make up. We got like 3 Super Bowls out of like 50. You know what I mean? We gotta double down on the blackness, dude. We're behind.
Going to the salad, like, don't tell me there's raisins in this shit. State Farm. Like, wow, that guy really is black.
I will tell you, I just heard all the back and forth of who we should vote for winning the, you know, pinky ring. And yeah, I'm still confused. I honestly don't know which side either of you are on. And I don't think you should tell me. No spoilers.
Yeah, I'm not. We'll be back in, I think, the Super Bowl's in 2 weeks. So my
the Super Bowl is always a week after the marathon, or usually a week after the marathon. That's how I know when Super Bowl is, because my Super Bowl happens first, and then the Super Bowl happens.
So that might be my turn for last week, or I don't know, maybe. But then after the marathon, y'all might take a week off or something. But when I'm back on here, we'll get to
don't
the bottom
tell Keith.
Of this.
Okay? Don't tell Keith, but we're not taking a week off after the marathon.
Shit. Oh, breaking news, all y'all out there, last week fans. Keith, I want to, what can I get some of this sweet, sweet Super Bowl action so that I can make more money off of you, clearly throwing money away on old ass Tom Brady.
All right. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. Because the Chiefs are expected to win by 3 points. If you give me 3 points, I'll put money on the Buccaneers.
All right. How much are we putting down?
25 or 50.
Let's go 25. Okay.
25 it is.
So 25. Tom Brady has to win by, no, your team has to win by, okay. Hold on. I'll get this. The Chiefs have to win by at least 3 points higher.
3.5 points, right.
Than Tom Brady's team, the Buccaneers, in order for Rod to win.
Mm-hmm. And it's $25. Easiest money I've ever made. And I get to be pro Black Lives Matter based on this.
Well, don't turn that around when the time comes.
Anti-MAGA. Tom Brady definitely is friends with Trump.
And Keith has to wear a white hood for a week. And
how much shit does Joe Exotic talk in jail right
you
up
until
tonight?
Yeah. Nobody believed him ever. And how quickly Joe turned. That first of all, it's 5 minutes later. He goes, I'm not being pardoned. I don't know why we ever trusted Trump. Never liked him. Piece of shit. I mean, the guy all but has a Trump tattoo on his face, right? He's a piece of dog shit. First of all, you don't know the law. I don't either. I wouldn't assume it's like Cinderella rules. And once there's a new president, you can't still pardon me. Maybe you get an extra 2 weeks. I don't know. Calm the fuck down, Joe Exotic. There might still be a chance.
There was a limo waiting outside for him.
Yeah.
I bet he had his shit messed up.
Joe Exotic is so known for calming down and making the right moves.
Nice. Joe was telling everybody, fuck off, suck my dick, eat my ass. Joe, you're not going anywhere. Okay.
He's talking to the guards. Open up the door, bitch. That bitch, yeah. Carol Baskin's gonna get it first. Like,
right. I'm gonna kill her. I got immunity, bitch.
I did do conspiracy to kill him, and Trump's gonna get me out of here.
Yeah, like, did he, to be pardoned, you have to say that you're guilty. Mm-hmm. Did he bother? I wonder if he bothered to say he's guilty. And now, is this fucking with him?
Oh.
Or is it a favor? Because we know you did it. Just admit you're guilty, and then maybe we can let you out.
How long is he in there for?
It's a long time. I don't know if it's 20 years. I'll look it up. Yeah.
So it's like a life sentence, right?
For him, maybe. It's a good amount of time.
Okay. Wow.
And then the other part of this that I meant to mention.
22 years.
22 years? Shit.
22 years.
Ophira said that she got a package for having COVID that never showed up, that she was supposed to get from the government or whatever.
She ordered 3, one for each of them, and one came.
And this is one of those little things that Hemda did that cracked me up so hard. Isn't it like those things where you just like, it's something small, but it makes you laugh so hard. You just went, call your representative. And I don't know why. that shit made me laugh. Tears coming out of my eyes, man. I don't know why. It's like the timing. It's just like, I call the mayor. Anyway, great show.
The government let you down.
I'll tell you this, Xerxes is working on our videos for our YouTube page and, you know, posting new ones and stuff. And he's with headphones on as he's cutting and editing and doing whatever. And then I'll hear him going, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, don't walk over there and ask him what's funny. Don't walk over there and ask him what's funny. And there have been times where I'm like, no, I caught it. I was already standing. I walked over. I'm like, come on, what was it?
I gotta know.
Come on, why are you laughing? It's so fun though.
Yeah, it's like, you know, being married to my show partner or whatever is like those moments where they just crack you up because, you know, you get used to it. You're like, I talk to you every day, da, da. But then there's these moments where you're just like, fuck, man, this is why you're so good. You crack me the fuck up. And I know that like everything you said cracked everyone up. But like this one for, I don't know, this little moment was just, it was like the timing was perfect. It was quiet. And then you were just like,
Well, so do you find this like during the show when it'd be like, Kenda, I got it. Kenda, I got it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was very funny. But we got to keep going. Mm-hmm. That was very funny. I don't even know if you know you said this, but you talked about Papa John's pie hole. Very clever. Next.
Yes. Yeah. It's that thing like when veteran comedians say do a callback or go, that's funny. And you're like,
yeah.
That from anyone else, that's like they're somewhere going, oh my God. But for them, they're just like, we do funny for a living. Check mark. I give you a B+. All right. The Cat Goes, episode 3,365. Oh, wait. Was there a poll for this episode? I always forget to say
the
that.
The poll was who's going to win the Super Bowl. That was back when we had four teams. So we have that now written down, and I'm going to see if it changes. People like to go back. And put in their vote after the fact. And all of a sudden, everybody will know the final two teams were Chiefs and Buccaneers.
Yeah, if the Buccaneers didn't come in like near last, I don't know. Because they weren't going into the last game favorite.
Right. Yeah, so they're about even. They're about 20% each or so.
Okay. All right. Go Chiefs, but not the racist way, the good way.
Right.
All right. Episode 3,365, 13th Annual Katka Award winner, starring myself and Karen, but also starring y'all, or as I like to call this episode, last year on Keith and the Girl.
Clever.
Trump. I love how y'all started off talking about Trump and just Keith talked about how weird Trump was. And yes. Yes, because we always think about how malicious he was and criminal he was and dangerous. But there's just also weird shit like having a Coke button on your desk is a weird fucking thing for anyone in the world to have.
I saw somebody that wrote on social media about the, you know, putting the candy bar on the minion's head. And I said, I remember that. That's insane. And somebody said, I wouldn't say it's insane, but yeah, it's too much. I'm like, then look up the word. Because you can use that, do you think insane and hate? Like, there's some words people think is too much. No, it follows the definition. That is insane.
It makes no sense.
Try doing it to your nephew next time he's over. See how the parents react.
It's the kind of thing you do to your nephew because he's your nephew and it's funny.
Right.
He did it to a stranger kid because he doesn't understand empathy or compassion.
Those are such big words. Yeah, he doesn't understand trick-or-treating.
He picked up the hot pan and started walking it over to the sink and halfway through realized it was too hot and put it on some kid's head because that was the closest place.
And keep in mind, he's a president and this is a PR opportunity.
Right.
So on stage, he knows the cameras are going to watch him. You know, any idiot could do this. Like, oh, it's me holding a baby. All right. Now I'm going to go kill some kids or whatever the fuck I do in my office. And even he was just like, I'm failing this too.
They didn't prep him. It was a gotcha question when the kid came up.
Well, if you look at keithandthegirl.com, you'll see we put up pictures for each show, of course. And I have some of the greatest hits. President Trump versus the weather when he extended the tornado to go to Georgia because he mentioned Georgia. And people said, that's not true. He said, well, here's a map I made. It is true. The wall falling down by a simple breeze. That's President Trump versus Mexico. President Trump versus Trick or Treat, like we just went over. President Trump versus Puerto Rico, you can see him throwing the paper towels at people. President Trump versus the sun, when we had that eclipse, and Melania has sunglasses and isn't looking at the sun, he's pointing at it and squinting, and you know he saw dots all day. President Trump versus writing, this is when he was accused of Russian collusion, and he was going to make a speech, and they caught his notes, and it's written in Sharpie, like it's almost written on crayon and a kid did it. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. We're halfway through the piece of paper already because the writing is so big. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. This is the final word from the Prez of the U.S. You can see that picture. President Trump versus Olympic athletes. When he heard, like, you know, an Olympic athlete goes, oh, finally, I don't have to take care of my body so much. I'm going to have a Big Mac and feel like a piece of shit. He goes, oh, that's what you like? And fills the White House with fast food from the four major chains. Nobody eats any of it. No, go ahead. It's good. No, we're good.
And because he did it the one time, he had to do it every other time.
Yeah.
To make it seem like that's his, like, it's on purpose. It's my thing.
Right.
I'm like, if you win a Super Bowl, why even go to the White House to get McDonald's, dog? Like, you just made me want to stay home. Even if I fucking was Republican, I'd just stay home because I'm like, I'm not leaving my house for Chick-fil-A, bro. It's not happening.
And there's no way. I mean, you showed a picture of all those, you know, on silver trays in the shitty cartons. You showed a picture of those. That means this event doesn't start for hours. After the people get there. You see what I'm saying? Even us normal people go into McDonald's. That shit comes out cold. It's ruined.
Mm. Like, where's the presidential microwave? Just need to nuke these nuggets for about 30 seconds. Thank you. Ooh, I'll take two of these sweet and sour sauces. Very presidential.
He only gives you one. You have to go to him and he gives you one sauce.
Yeah, take it off the serving tray.
For 50 cents.
If anybody wants more sauce, just come and ask me. I have them.
Imagine being
that's the right question.
Imagine being the butlers and the fucking cooks that are employed by the White House.
Right.
And this motherfucker's like, all right, y'all, I need the finest McDonald's ordered out.
Right.
Go get the trade.
The good news is, guys, it's your day off. And they're like, no, it's gold medal Olympians. We could work. No, don't worry about it. Enjoy. No, please.
He's like, you know what? You're right. You can't work. Hold the trays.
Right.
Hold the trays of cold Big Macs. That's your job now.
Open the Big Mac carton so they can just reach in.
Remember how you had to become the best chef in the world to apply to even get this job? And it was all prestigious and shit? Yeah. Not anymore, buddy. We're serving Chick-fil-A. We're serving Taco Bell.
Let me ask you some questions. Is the chalupa too much?
Do they get paid? I wonder if he got endorsement deals or something. Maybe that, because it's always about the money with him because he's such a grifter. Sure. Maybe like McDonald's sent him like $1 million to be like McDonald's at the White House. And
I think they just sent him coupons and he was like, I knew I was special.
They do say he's known, you know, to eat McDonald's.
Also, who wouldn't send the White House free shit? He can call any restaurant in the neighborhood. He's the one calling McDonald's.
True.
Yeah, your local fucking gyro place will be like, yeah, all the fucking gyro in the world. I don't know.
I need you to put on Ronald.
Yeah, the other thing too with him being President Trump, I'm not eating any food that people know he ordered. You know what I mean? Like, oh no, I don't know what the fuck's in that, but I'm good, bro. I'm not even angry. I'll wait till I get off. Trump was weird, and I'm glad that y'all took a little trip through memory lane. Marjorie Taylor Greene is the woman who wants to impeach Biden,
yeah,
and carry her gun in the Capitol building and shit. Mm-hmm. It's so weird because she only got elected because of voter suppression in Georgia. So like, she's not even a real, you know what I mean? Like, she's not really representing the state of Georgia either. It's like, well, if we don't let the black people vote, I'm your representative. It's like, I don't think you represent anyone, ma'am. That's no one's position. Or whatever. And then it's also because of voter suppression. I read this book called One Person, No Vote, right? It's by Carol Anderson. It's a good book. But because of voter suppression, that's why we got the crazy Republicans. Like, you know how it used to be like normal Republicans where you're like, I don't like that motherfucker, but I see where they're coming from. And now we have a bunch of people that are just like, I don't see why we can't ban all the gays. And you're like, how did you get this job? This used to be a thing that disqualified you from this job. But it's because of voter suppression. since there's no chance a Democrat can win, the only people that run are people that get further and further to the right. And now we got fucking QAnon people in Congress, which should, you know, that used to be like, you're crazy, so you can't be in politics. And now they're carrying guns in the Capitol. That's scary.
Well, soon we're going to see, I think, you know, I mean, this just happened. It was all connected. But now that Trump is called a loser, I do think, you know, many people will stop following that side, specifically based on him, meaning the old press secretary, I happened to read right before this show started, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, says she's going to announce a run for Arkansas governor. This is a good litmus test to see if people still give a fuck or not. I don't think she has a chance. We'll see. When I say it, I'm saying in Alabama.
Yeah, same. Because also it's weird because
Arkansas,
like,
excuse me, Arkansas. But yeah, yeah.
He's known for being a liar. Yeah. Which, how do you run for? Like, all right, I was lying for the president, but now right. I'm telling the truth for America. Like, what right. the fuck? You were just lying. It was your whole job. Was I lie for the president? Fuck out of here.
Right. It's like, these are our new batteries. 75% better than Errol Cheney batteries that we sold you.
And I think you're right, too, about Biden being president and a lot of stuff feeling better already. Did you notice at the inauguration, right? Not everyone there is a Democrat. There's Republicans there. Right. Everyone wore a fucking mask.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little pissed because these true believers were doing super spreader events with Trump all fucking year last year. No mask in the White House. Glad him getting COVID, going to the hospital. But then Biden, by the magic of just Biden being the one in charge, they're like, I got to put on my mask. Can't, you know, that's the right thing to do now. And it's right. So like, are you a fucking five?
Yeah.
You believed in this enough to die for it a month ago. You know, you challenged the will of the voters and everything just to be like, this dude should be in charge. The second that it's officially Biden's country, oh, you know what? The right thing to do is to wear a mask. We got to stop trying to overthrow the government.
But didn't he also set up rules where at least in like federal buildings or very mm-hmm. specific, like you now have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm. But now you're seeing Republicans in states where they were like anti-mask are being like, guys, we got to wear a mask. I'm like, this is
Daddy said.
We're children. We're fucking, you're a fucking grown ass child. You'd never believe this shit. It's scarier that you didn't believe it. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather you be like, no, I fucking said freedom of speech and I'm not wearing a goddamn mask and you're going to have to kick me out. Like, at least that's some consistency. The fact that, well, guys, you won. We have to believe in climate change again. We had a good fun 4 years fucking the world over, but it's time to stop. Fuck him.
At first, the first 4 years, we didn't have to believe in science. I was hoping the second 4 years, we didn't have to believe in math. But things are bad. You know, everything can't be great. That's the way right. the world works. Can't be happy all the time.
So weird. You're like 60. Oh, my God. Anyway, Billy accepted a CACA for the Goots, and it yes. turned into another fight, which I'm assuming is being nominated.
I can't. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, Billy.
Don't even know. I'm about to go through it, and I'm like, no, just it happened. It needs to stop. What happened?
He reheard it. He reheard that section and was like, yeah, I think Kendra was just trying to pick a fight with me.
Which is funny, because we all reheard the section, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had to hear it on the award nomination. So, Billy, it's fresh for all of us. And you were getting what you deserved, and then he came on and tried to gaslight Hemda, and then he gets to be like, Hemda always getting in some shit.
Yeah, I said it before, and I'll say it again. It's how are we all made in God's image, and you're telling me God doesn't have a multiple personality disorder? This is insane.
People go to Billy to tell for him to tell them what to do for sex. That's crazy,
right?
That's crazy.
I mean, if you followed Billy's advice regarding sex, where is your dick? Like, it's in the toaster, right? Like, on, what? Man.
People come in his house to like, to do
suck
sex
him off.
Stuff. Yeah. Like, come on, man. In COVID, what? You can't be listening to Billy, man. Billy can't even meet. He was wrong in that argument.
Right. I'm doing my best for COVID. I don't want to go to a restaurant. My girlfriend says we have to, so I do. Oh, and people blow me.
In my house.
In my house.
In the pandemic. And also I should have a gun because I think they're coming for me. Come on, Billy. Because
that's crazy that I let people do that, so I need a gun.
Isn't that funny that you guys can go on and on for minutes, the whole hour, and Billy will be like, I just hung out with my boys. But if I say half of that shit, I'm starting an argument.
It's your shrill tone.
You're better. I think it's just that you're better at it than us.
All right, Rod.
And you can't take it, you know. But I don't know why, because the Goose is like that too, who is how he was accepting the award over. So it's kind of like he was in Goot's character. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's almost like the spirit of the Goose was here.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. What do you think happened, by the way? So I texted the Goots that night. You could see the text in the pictures. And he's like, sure. I'm like, and then the next morning he goes, oh, I misread. Actually, I'm having people over. I'm having a friend over. I can't make it.
He's did having he get a friend feet, or
did he not know who he was talking to at all?
Yeah, he couldn't have.
Right?
Yeah.
So what do you think he was going to do? I'm accepting an award. Yeah, sure. I'll be there. Wait a minute.
Yes, I think that.
Award? What do you get? Just get awards. Yeah, sure. I'll accept. 7 to 8. Okay.
Is the friend?
It's a big deal to me, but I want to be cool. So, yeah, sure. You want to give me an award? I'll be around.
The friend, like an 18-year-old girl that he's going to be hanging out with?
Yeah. Don't worry. Is it going to be a phone number or a Zoom? I'm not even concerned. Yeah, send me an award. I'll be here.
I'll take it. Oh, wait. Keith Malley.
No. A friend's coming over. But thanks. Best of everything. Yeah.
I forgot I'm booked. But yeah.
I'm getting another award that time.
the cat goes. Dude, Oscar. Yeah. I'm going, getting my Oscar. I thought you were for the other podcast awards.
I'm getting an Oscar that day. I misread. Only because they asked first. Shit, sorry. It could be any time. Yeah, that's what they said. It'll be any time.
He even was nailing it down to time, right? Wasn't he like, you were like, if I will call you first or whatever, and he was still
Like, and then that was the end. He's like, shit, you're really trying. He didn't say no, that was just the end. He's like, he threw his phone. He's like, oh, I can't get rid of this fucking guy.
Yo, I mean, I'm glad y'all didn't, because I understand y'all's mental health and all that stuff, but yo, y'all should have called his ass anyway.
Well, we know somebody that lives next to him and said, hey, how about I go over and see if anybody's really over at his house?
Just pass him the phone. It's for you.
Yeah. But the person was female, and I'm like, okay, but that means you guys hooked up. So
that would have been hilarious if you fucking got him on the phone and he didn't, like, hey, congratulations. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Hey, buddy.
Not to call me. Well, I know you got company. Let's make it quick. You won, buddy. Best fight.
Hey, put your friend on. I want to tell him how good you did. Oh, he's in the bathroom right now in Canada? Okay.
It's me, Goat's friend.
We're Goat's friend. Yeah, what's your name?
Mandy. Emily. Plaid sweatshirt. Hanger fard.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Moots.
I'm the Moots.
Gootsella.
Just hooking up here in every way possible. I'm gonna go now, though. I have to hook up some more. He's so cool.
Is Goots and Miss Goots like Pac-Man? Oh, Goots. I voted for Karen over Benny as well for best new guest.
Controversial.
Yeah, I know. But I gotta say, I felt vindicated by knowing that Benny big time the awards.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna go play basketball. Then he was upset. He was like, I heard he was almost at tears because he missed the phone call. I'm like, well, how wouldn't you miss it? A, and then B, we'll get him on the marathon. And I'm like, I'm like, that's even better. You'll get more time. Okay.
God, I do love Benny though. He's so good.
It's just funny. I made up an award and he blew it.
He's so good. Any excuse to hear Benny on the show is always great. He's just so confident for his age. And it's like he's doing an impression of an adult. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, interesting you would say that.
Yes.
Well, my problem with Trump is, and I go, yeah, go ahead. What's your mom's problem with Trump?
Yeah, I love when he brings up something that he wasn't even alive for. He's like, much like, you know, the issues around 9/11. You're like, the issues around 9/11? Right. Right. Tell me more, Vinny. What did you learn?
When kids are talking, you obviously learn the parents' opinions, right? And right. Kyle's daughter has a friend. She's black, and I saw her a couple times, and her shirts were always black empowerment. You know, if it wasn't, you know, Mrs. Black Panther, then it was serious stuff. You know, we will not shut up. You know, let me breathe. All this stuff. And then one time she's over and she's defending Trump, and I'm like, oh, this black girl, and I'm like, that's from your parents. That's right. From your parents. You don't watch the news enough to have a real opinion anyway. And look at your shirts.
The shirts are camouflage. Okay, this is like how. I don't get beat up on my block. What if that's it? What if her parents are cool, like they're woke, but then their daughter, Trump supporters, are like, just give her some fucking shirts.
Everybody likes shirts.
No one will even ask her this shit because they'll see the Black Lives Matter shirt. They'll be like, let's not talk about it. But
while we still have control over what she buys and wears, let's get this.
Yeah, it's like when people do the thing where they're like, if for Halloween, my daughter chose to be Susan B. Anthony. And you're just like, no, you chose for your daughter to be Susan B. Anthony. Your daughter.
Well, they happen to have the wig, but.
She said, I don't want to be a Power Ranger, mommy. I want to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I said, you know what, 3-year-old? You are so wise. Children, children, they're always teaching us.
What was your favorite lawmaking move of the great whatever you're dressed as?
Cal won best heartbreaking moment, most heartbreaking moment, which is like kind of interesting because you're like winning an award, but then it's also like, remember when you were so fucking sad? Congratulations. You did it, buddy.
I'm not trying to encourage this behavior, but
yeah, don't try to win. This is it. I did vote for Joe DeVito. I mean, I feel like everyone voted for Kyle too, because that was sad. I feel like if you cry on the show, you definitely get most heart. Because like if it wasn't for tears, Keith would probably win it every year. Because every year some shit where he just don't have a lot of emotions. He don't emote a lot, but every year we find some shit out. We're like, your mom did what now? He's like, yeah, she's fucking put toilet paper in our shoes and said, go to school with these bags. Like, that would be in a movie about a poor person and win an Oscar, but Keith didn't cry. So. I did vote for Joe DeVito for most romantic moment, ironically. But he did win. My favorite thing is he made that whole poll, and when y'all were interviewing him this time, he was like, yeah, I just got furniture. So before you got the furniture and you were doing this bracket for these ladies, were you just going to be fucking these lucky ladies on the floor? What was going to happen in the house, Joe DeVito, grown ass man with no furniture?
One of the categories was 1 to 5, how they like to rough it.
Rod, he just decided that he's going to commit to one person. This is a big moment in a bar mitzvah boy's life, okay? Sure. It is a time where he becomes a man. So he is giving all of that to one person. And on top of that, he needs a couch.
A couch is a big commitment. You're right. That's like at least 2 years.
Who's going to help him pick the couch? Can he just pick a couch? Yeah. And then what if you don't like the couch? He's thinking about you, you fucking asshole. You want out of 16 of his closest female friends out of, I guess, 123. Holy shit. Do you know 16 people you want to stick it in? Like, and never talk to you again.
It's like when people sell a house and they take all the furniture out and they're like, because then you can imagine. So maybe that's what he was doing. He'd take the ladies, have sex with them on the floor, and be like, imagine like the kind of bed you want.
Right.
If we were putting on that instead of the floor right now.
Where's your furniture? And then you go to the computer. Great question. What do you like?
Rooms to go. All right. Pick them out. But yeah, hopefully we'll find out, you know, who the lucky lady is that won the contest, and then if she was involved in the contest and accepted the winner. I feel like there's a lot of leeway going on in his bowl over there. Carrie Gravenson. Mm-hmm. This could have also been best fight too. I feel like this could have been nominated as well.
Yes, and this fight continued after the show in text form that they felt the need to include me in. So it didn't stop. There was receipts were brought out, you know, just screenshots. Just who wrote this and who wrote this? Well, I never heard that before. Oh, here's the screenshot of this. Honestly, I didn't really read. I was like, that's so funny.
I was just gonna say in your judgment who won, but it sounds like you won because you said I don't care about this shit.
It sounds like I gotta reread all of your texts. Are you kidding me?
This is why I have the idiots folder. Okay, because that's how I feel when I'm like, and then this motherfucker said, and because I'm sure the other people are like, then the motherfucker said, the phone died, something happened, who cares? Keith, how did it go afterwards? Do you feel like you won the debate on the text after the overtime?
No, I mean, yes, she's wrong, I'm right.
Okay.
Sent it. You know what? Just because you're always right doesn't mean of course. Like, I didn't go to my teachers. Of course you had the right math answer. They had the answer. I'm right again. She showed how I said, I bet your phone dies in a week. We put $10 or something on it. She said the phone didn't. And I believed her and paid her $10. She said the phone never dies. Then sometime later, just one random night, the phone died. And I'm like, I knew. See, it happens. So there's no bet per se, but that absolutely happened. And to her to say it never happened is blasphemous.
Okay. I follow that thread.
Yeah. So she's going, here's the screenshots of our bet and you saying you'll pay me. I'm like, yeah, I know. And your phone still died.
My favorite thing was how when you were even giving her the award, she was like, did you want to say something before I call you out? I was like, oh, shit. It's about to be on.
Yeah, picture that at the Grammys, right? Right? Never. It would never happen.
Thank you for the
politician.
Right.
But it was good, and it was a ridiculous moment that you got lost in the airport, and she did make a great point about never needing to actually open a door in the airport, which is true.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah,
I would die in a Pac-Man maze. Okay, sometimes the door needs open. I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
but then what do I do? Go backwards and start over? That's how you die. That's how that dude died in The Shining.
To me, if I was writing a movie, and at the end the lawyer's like talking to the jury, that's the kind of thing I'd put in there, where the audience is like, oh, fuck yeah, he's guilty. He did that shit. No one opens the door in an airport, you know?
Because it's like one of those stupid, you know, books for kids, like who did the crime after two pages of reading. First of all, as a 12-year-old, I know.
It's like Legally Blonde, where she's like, and you took a shower and you washed your hair and your curls are still intact.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
Any Cosmo girl knows the rules of beauty are finite.
Death penalty for this person now. and of course, best rant with the kid to Ken Malley for the hot dog. I was missing Ken. I feel like the one casualty of you not talking to your dad is that there's probably going to be less episodes of stuff about your dad. It's kind of hard.
We are going to do more. I think the last one ended where I'm disowned, Ken's disowned. Mm-hmm. And that seemed like a good ending place for that. Then there's this weird drama with my mom and my dad lying about it, where I'm not necessarily sure how to present that all at once and quick. So that's why it's going to take a little bit of time before, you know, my dad makes up some bullshit about why he's back home. And then we'll do another show. That's what's going on in my head.
You put a lot of thought into this. I thought for season two, y'all were going to expand the roster and add another Malley till they get disowned at the end of the season finale, you know.
Right. We'll see.
Every year.
Well, somebody's going to call him out for this this bullshit that's going on right now. So X could be two, you know.
Yeah. What was the poll? Or do you have polls?
We didn't put a poll on that just because, you know, we already gave people enough to take in. You know, I mean, you heard Ken do his dad impression. That's
pretty amazing
shit. Yeah, you need a rest after that.
I mean, y'all are the best at doing impressions of that dad. Well, I've never really, I don't think I've ever heard other than like a voicemail or something that y'all may have played on the show. But at this point, I feel like everyone has an impression of your dad.
Yes.
It's like, oh, here, let's see what their version of it is, you know? All right.
Yeah, everybody wants to play my dad in the movie. And I'm like, okay, but you're a woman. Yeah, so what?
Yeah, son.
I bet you I can do it.
And the other thing is because I've never heard them, like they're all good to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's Hemda's version of his dad. Oh, Mike Lawrence is doing a version. This is good. And then the last thing, Chew 32, Anderson Chooper. Hemda found a cubbyhole in the closet.
Dun, dun, dun. It was really Xerxes that found it. Now imagine you're dating someone and you go, hey, your ex might have left something suspicious because all this could be is suspicious. So I don't know how else to explain this to you. This was suspicious stuff, most likely by your ex, because I don't see how it can't be. I'm like, okay, toss it on the pile.
The good news is y'all have a healthy relationship because neither of y'all thought it was one of you.
Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't even right past think that. Shit.
He wasn't like, what the fuck is him doing here? Like, he was like, oh my God, clearly Hennessy did some shit.
Or Kenda dropped something in the office. He's like, I think she noticed. Then he goes, hey, what? Did you notice this weird thing in here?
He's so diabolical.
Yes.
Sick oh shit. My God.
Yeah, everything's possible.
Could be not. I mean, like, if this was somebody, yeah, yes, I didn't even think of that.
Well, that's a pretty healthy place to be in, though, that you didn't think of that, you know? Because I think one of the things, you know, with dealing with a narcissist and betrayal and all this shit is, like, part of the battle is for your own reality and getting, like, a healthy set of mind back. So you're not always fucking paranoid and, you know what I mean? Like,
that took a while. And I think, you know, I've said this to Xerxes. I'm like, I understand that there's still a percent in me that, like, has trouble differentiating between the good and the bad or the real and the not real. And, you know, hopefully I won't put that on you too much, but I'm still like, I got rid of a lot of it. I think once you realize they never were coming from a good place. Like this is consistent. And so to stay consistent in your thought process, but that's really hard. Really, really hard.
No, it's work, man. And like I said, it's cool that, you know, you've been able to undo some of that. I mean, we've come a long way since the birthday cards. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I love to see it. And we found out Hennessy is engaged on this episode. And I think you had a really cool perspective on it. Kind of like, I mean, the same thing that we talked about with Pat Dixon, where you're like, sucks for the new person that they're probably going to, if it's a pattern, then you're probably going to be involved in the pattern at some point. But what do you do? You know, at that point. So
it's a scary thing too when you're first dating someone and you don't always get this perspective. Look at their ex. You're going to be in that position. You're probably going to hate them for the same reasons. But, you know, Xerxes can do that to me. You know, I like, because here I am going, my ex is crazy. And it's like, okay, you were a part of that somehow. You have to take like some of that responsibility. Otherwise, I'm going to end up in the same position because we all push each other based on our own personalities. So, I don't know. It's very weird and a very, very odd thing to go through and to actually go through it, because I could see why people stay. Like, just to find that original reality that they were sold, to keep chasing that high that was presented. And to keep looking for the person that was presented to you that is no longer presenting at all, is going out of their way to present otherwise. And you're still like, no, this is a good person. Like, this person would never da da da, but that's all they're doing. I could see why you'd want to stay in that perception. Otherwise, you were so wrong. And I was. And that's really hard. Like, I was so wrong.
Like, right.
What? You know, it's like, what's next? Like, am I going to be like just entering a cult with no, but now I have like a more.
Next thing you know, you're at the Capitol, you're fucking knocking down windows. Right. Like, apparently I'll just be believing people. I don't know. I can't stop myself.
Right. Also, you have to start thinking, which I never really wanted to. There are bad people. There are like when people say on this last show, like, you know, what do you think of this? And I'm like, you got a bad person. You're not, this person is not healthy. And maybe if I believe that everybody can get healthy, which I don't think anymore, I think there are, like, it's a very, very small percent of the population. But even if you were to, you haven't, this isn't a long enough time. It's just not. So you're getting a bad thing right now. And that's sad because You're not going to believe me. Why would you?
And you know what I was thinking is, like, the reason people wouldn't believe you is because societally, we have like really made it where everybody's ex was a piece of shit. Even right. when they're not, like, no one's ever the piece of shit. The ex is always a piece of shit. Like, it's very common trope. Just, oh, if I saw my ex at the store, would you, you know, like, if you
had got a million, like, oh yeah, if I saw my ex, yeah, I'd be livid. Like, everyone has that story of like, I don't want to see my ex. Yeah.
I'm like, so all your exes every single time, all the time for everybody. So yeah, it makes it easy when you're with a new person to be like, that's my ex. They're the one that's crazy, not me. Regardless of what you hear.
Yeah, somebody asked me about why me and my ex broke up. I said, I'm crazy.
It was on me, dude. I believe the stories, okay? If she got $20 million, but I had to get $40, I understand if she didn't want the money.
There's this friend I have in the program who always asks me, and then I just start asking it myself before I even talk to her because I know this is going to be a question. What are you getting out of it? Even if you were fucked in a relationship, like fucked over completely, you find what you were getting out of it, or you're going to accidentally look for it in a new person and find it even if it's not there. Make sure you know what you were getting out of that relationship. Even though it was like seemingly now in hindsight, of course, 100% bad, there was something there that you were giving a pass to so you can get it. You were, you know, looking the other way so you can get it. What are you looking for? Make sure you know that.
I realized too late now, but I realized I look for subconsciously gym tips. Mm-hmm. I want to fight them. And
that's why people repeat patterns. Yeah. You know, next thing you know, you're fucking low carb, working out. This is a wide ranging conversation about all kinds of things. Farts. John Petrie came up during the show, which I love me a good Keith and the Girl callback to the guy that ripped off Keith. Yeah. And all the shit. And then we found him in prison. Like, this could be his own podcast, but like, not from y'all, but like someone from like Serial would cover it for real. You like, we're in the jail, and you hear all the sound effects and ambiance of them talking to him. So I always love to see how deep that rabbit hole goes.
Wait until you hear the new episode. Don't spoil it, Keith.
Oh shit.
It goes about 6 feet deep.
You're the worst.
John Petrie?
I murdered him.
You finally got revenge. Yes. This is what I've been listening to all the years for, to see if you would finally murder that man.
I'm glad you're happy, because I'd be like, no, I want to hear it how you said it in real time, like I was supposed to.
I mean, if they're listening to this, they're super fans, right? And then technically from the order the shows come out, then if y'all have talked about it, they would have heard it already, I believe. Before they hear this. Am I right, Keith, or no?
You are right.
Okay, all right. So look, John Petrie is 6 feet under. Was it the COVID? Was it?
He died in his sleep, so I'm assuming overdose.
That's how they get you. Fucking drugs. They're so delicious and tasty until you're dead. Did you get your stuff back? Or any chance?
Well, we understand that he might have a, he most likely, because of people that knew him, he has a storage facility somewhere, so we're going to try to find it.
Oh, shit, man. I'm telling you, dog. Hey, NPR, do your thing. This is one of those podcast of the year type six episode series things. Oh, it's going to be so good. Well, that got me joy. And then also, now that I know Patrice is a weird liar, because Patrice is the reason that I really was like, oh, my God, I love these guys. Like, it was her gossip stuff that got me on, and then you know, the whole Patrice saga. And like, we love Patrice. We used to have her on our show to review Game of Thrones for a while. And then y'all dropped another episode. I was like, this bitch be stealing. It was like, it's kind of difficult to have you back every week. And then she got very busy and stopped being able to be on the show all the time. But now that I know she's a weird liar, it robbed me of all the great stories that did make me be like, oh, she's so dope. She was fucking helping high-end hookers and shit. And I'm like, oh, no, that probably never happened.
Who knows?
Here's the thing. A lot of the dope stuff, again, we're going to go back to the ex, was still cool. I learned what weed was, you know, like for real, instead of being scared of it. His parents were super nice to me. I got to experience that. Like, there are good things and we could still take that, but then, you know, going forward, you're blocked.
Yeah, but great stories though, you know.
I hope when somebody gives an obituary of me, it's like that. Keith had a good TV set, and there are some friends he had that I enjoyed. And
sure, he killed 17 people in this mass shooting and then took his own life, but
he taught me that a gun isn't necessarily that scary of a thing if you're properly trained. So I guess
great podcast before he killed all those children. So let's concentrate on the positives. but it was just funny because like it was just an epiphany moment because I, you know, I've known that she was a weird liar for a while, but then when Newsy brought it up, I was like, oh yeah, that could have just been like a regular woman at her house, and she's like, she's one of the prostitutes, Himda. Mm-hmm. See,
right?
Like, telling the truth. It's like, no, that woman was just over there to get, you know, to watch TV or something.
So
that was sad. Selfie Gate, that came back up. This is why you need to be listening to Q&A if you're a longtime listener, because we get to rehash the arguments. And I remember being so on him to side on this when it happened. Like, I was so, like, I was
mad. I see those pictures you heart, too. So you're like, yeah, let this 12-year-old
I was
that.
So
I don't mad. Like that he's talking in past tense right now, that he was on my side.
No, I'm still on your side. But I'm not angry anymore. But I was, like, mad at Keith. Like, you motherfucker, y'all know you know what she's saying. And then he was doing that thing where he'd be like, she's 12. And he'd be like, she's 18. And I was like, yeah, she's 18. I was saying it out loud at my desk at the time. And I love that we got to revisit that moment because, of course, Keith is keep that same energy. He never changes on this stuff. And then him to kept that same energy too. And then Newsy is so shady because he'll just be like, well, we've learned more, and then just move to the next thing. It's like, this is so good. And now we don't do that anymore or whatever. And then just go to the next topic, but. Oh my God. I felt the adrenaline rush when that topic came up. It was like, I think y'all said Selfie Gate, and I was like, what the fuck was Selfie Gate? That felt like it was a big deal to me. And then I'm like, oh, I remember this. Oh my God. Keith was wrong. It was worse than you liking Venom.
I'm gonna show you the answer right here. Ready? You were wrong.
No.
Oh, what God. The hell is that?
That's the answer.
It's a weird sheet of paper that Donald Trump wrote on. Why'd you write with a Sharpie on that paper? But that's why that Q&A is so great. It's like we get to redo the hits. Mm-hmm. You know?
Because y'all show took right paper that says the actual answer.
Keith is wrong.
Oh, Keith is wrong.
Okay, now we have it on paper. Let me sign it real quick.
Exhibit A. All right. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Him to rest her case, and I
on top?
Have to find in him this favor on this one as the judge. So
I could see on that paper that Hemda was doodling when you were talking. How do you feel about that, Your Honor?
I am a doodler myself, and I love me a good doodle. I actually used to write raps in class.
Five, six, seven, eight.
I used to be sitting down, fucking writing raps because I was so smart. The class,
right? What would you write about? How
I was the best rapper of all time. I was the best rapper. And that I was pro women taking selfies and having empowerment. You know? I was just that type of... I was ahead of my time, Keith, is what I'm saying. Well, that's it. I don't have anything else. Taking
selfies. Mother's doing braggins.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. Look at my hot daughters. I'm so proud of her.
Did we mention this on the show? This reminds me of the song, excuse me, Wet Ass Pussy, right? Did we mention that Voodoo Lulu was the original Wet Ass Pussy? She sang about her pussy milkshake.
Oh, yeah. Just
the core. My pussy milkshake is fresh and delicious. Extra vitamins make it nutritious. Organic, natural, with no artifices. Make you smarter than Einstein and brave as Ulysses.
Huh? She didn't have curves.
Mm-hmm. She didn't cuss enough. She didn't cuss enough. Was she twerking at all or no?
There's not much to twerk with.
Yeah, see, that's why they get you. You know, you got out of the video part to go with the pussy these days. Okay. The game has changed.
You gotta be thick.
All right. I've kept y'all long enough, man. This is fun. As always, I love being here and recapping last week. I know you got a marathon ahead of you. And Karen will be here next week because you're not taking the week off, apparently. You psychos.
Monday. Maybe not Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Karen does this too, where I'm just like, she's like, yeah, we'll do a show, we're gonna travel, we'll get back from DC, we'll do this. I'm like, you're not gonna want to do any of this. No one's gonna want to do any of this after we do all that shit. But okay, yes, yeah, so we're gonna do a show.
See you then.
All right, y'all, that's it, man. Thanks for having me. I've been your host on last week. Karen will be your host next time on last week. And I think we got to the bottom of it. Newsy's doing great. All right, y'all. Talk to you next week. Next time. Peace.